Have you here this morning, all these good-looking parents and grandparents, perhaps?
Grandparents, huh? Yeah.
We're looking at some of you who are contributing to your own families by not only being parents, but also grandparents. So it's an exciting time. We got two. I think we introduced them to you, and we're going to put a picture here for them. And I totally forgot to put a picture, but we got two of them. We got one that is
19. That's 14.
They're here.
They walk around.
They're usually travel with us. They spend time. Right now, they're really catching up because our daughter has left a year. Last year, she left to Andrews University to do her physical therapy. And the brother, he's been really missing her quite a bit. And so he was like, I cannot wait until Cece, right, comes back. And then he said one time, he says, we asked her, do you miss your sister? And he says, no, I don't miss her. I wish she was here. So what they do, since she got here about a couple of weeks ago, what they do, they spend a lot of time together. They like to really connect, and they like to sing and get the guitar. And then just, they just were blessed that they didn't fight as much.
They got along pretty good.
Yeah. And so we're happy that they're having a good time this week. In fact, pray for them, because they're gonna tomorrow. She has a childhood friend that lives a few hours from here. So they're gonna go and see them, and so that's gonna be like the first time they're gonna kind of go away on their own, the two of them. And so we're kind of, okay, should we let them go? I said, well, she has a driver license, you know, she already has her car. And but, you know, some of the things parents, you know,
it's like, this right, all day tomorrow.
Right, yeah, you parents, you know, it's like, you don't want to let go, even though she's 19, you know, driving, can't you? I think it's safer to drive here in Carolina. Texas is madness. I don't know how many of you have ever been in Texas, but Texas drivers are really... as a nonsense drivers, and but you guys are pretty good drivers. I drive here and I feel pretty good safe. So thank you for being such a good drivers. All right, parenting.
We're gonna try to cover a lot this morning.
We have a lot. I mean, this is a whole weekend that we do for parenting. It's a lot of dynamics that we like to do. So get ready, because we're gonna have you connect with other people this morning. We're gonna get some wisdom from other parents, because a lot of you have done this much longer than we have. So there's a lot of wisdom that there is in this room, and we like to really capitalize in what you already have.
So make sure you have a pen, because you're going to be doing exercises, and that you have your pamphlet from the back, so that you're equipped with everything you need for this morning.
So talking about parents, I'd like to introduce you to we're still blessed to have our own parents alive. So you want to talk about yours?
Sure. This is my parents. My dad was also a minister. He worked in the youth department at the conference and was also president for a very long time. They are now retired, but they have been married for 53 years now. So we are blessed to have them.
Yes, indeed. So we're glad to have them alive and there. I always tell my mother-in-law, I married her because of the mother-in-law, not much for her. Because she's such a great mother-in-law, you know, such a great time, and she always laughed about that. My parents still alive too, in ministry. They were ministers for over 40 years, and they still continue to minister. In fact, he's helping out to plant a church where I pastor. So they recently moved from Venezuela to America, and he's always very eager to work. And we had a little Spanish group that didn't have a lot of leadership there, and when they saw that he was a pastor, and a Spanish pastor, speaks Spanish, and they said, would you like to help us get started a Spanish group in the church? And so now they're meeting in the fellowship hall. So he's really excited about doing the work of the Lord. So we're blessed to have our parents alive. And if you have yours, I'm sure you know what a blessing it is to still have them alive. But parenting has changed through the years. Has it? Are you still doing
They're
the same
too young
thing?
To yeah. know that.
Are you still doing the same thing your parents did with you? How many of you are still doing the same thing your parents did with you? Let me see your hands. There we go. Ah, all right. We learn from our parents, and we try to do the same things that our parents did with us. We try to do better, but things have really changed through the years, right? Let me give you an example. Let's watch this little video here. Do you remember? Let's see if you still remember these days. How things used to be. Let's find out. Black and white. How many of you grew up in a black and white era? There we go.
Honey, I'm home.
Remember those days?
Hi, kiddo.
Hi, Pops.
How was school today, Sunshine?
It was swell.
Fantastic. Gee, honey, something smells delicious.
Why, thank you, honey. It's almost ready. I'm going to go get Justin.
Remember those days?
Justin, honey, it's time for dinner.
Oh, golly gee, Mom, already?
Yes, come inside now.
Okay, Mom.
Well, here we are.
Gee golly, Dad, it sure smells great in here. I can't wait to dig in.
Whoa, slow down, champ. We can't forget to say grace. Let's hold hands. Dear Lord, thank you for this yummy, scrumptious meal and this wonderful, happy family. Amen.
Amen.
Guess what, Dad? I got an A+ on my English test in Mrs. Olson's class.
You don't say.
You're right. Studying really pays off.
You betcha.
As a matter of fact, after dinner, I'm going to go upstairs and study for my math test on Thursday.
Attaboy, sport.
Remember those days?
McDonald's drive-thru getting Justin's dinner.
Good. I'm headed to the track with Justin. ETA, 4 minutes.
We're right on your tail. We'll see you there.
Sounds good. Don't be late.
Bye. Did you want to supersize that? Honey, Cat's got to be in a dance class in 10 minutes, so I'll see you after my meeting. I got to hurry up to my meeting. I'll see you about 9:30.
Okay, don't forget to get Justin.
All right.
Okay, after the meeting. See you at home. 10 o'clock.
I got tired just watching them.
That was very exhausting just to think that life has changed so much. But not in the Carolinas, right? You guys don't have this rush and busy parents, yeah. Well, you know, when you think about parenting and raising great kids, is it more difficult these days than it used to be? What do you have to say? I mean, I see some parents here parenting in the 1800s here. Can you attest to that? Some of us, we just started this journey, but is it more difficult? I mean, is it more challenging? Have things changed? It just, you know, it's how do we really get a hold of this business of parenting? Do you realize, and I'm glad to see even here some of you who I believe you're grandparents, there are more grandparents today parenting than it has ever been in the history of the United States. More grandparents, because parents don't have the time, don't have the resources, they are not home any longer. They're busy parents. And then what happens, those grandparents who really thought, you know, hey, you know, we're getting to the, we're retiring, great, we're going to just travel? We're stuck at home with three kids, little ones, you know, we got to raise our kids. So things have really, really, really changed.
And it is a huge task when you think about all the influences that our children are getting now, all the media, all the surroundings, everything that comes to our lives. Now, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and so I'm like, I pick my child up from school, let's go to guitar lesson, let's go to basketball practice, basketball games, volleyball games, and it's like, there is no time, right? But it is a huge task when we think about all this. But instead, we're just going to suggest this morning, instead of looking at all this big picture, because we know where we want our kids to go.
Yeah.
We know the path they need to go through, and we want to guide them to Christ. And the ultimate dream that we as parents have for their lives, right? So it's a huge, it's a big picture, but instead of getting down because of this big picture that we want them to be, how about we focus on little pictures at a time, one snapshot at a time, and then that will make your big picture a lot easier.
We love this picture that we found. It's a picture of a little girl, and the parents that did this work, it's a, what do you call this, a mosaic? What they did is they took 100s of pictures there of the little girl, and then they created this mosaic picture of the life of their daughter. And so we thought about, this is a good illustration, you know, instead of us thinking about the big, this is huge. How am I going to get this child from here to where I want him to be? I know if I were to ask you this morning, where do you want your child to be 10 years from now? What do you want your grandchild to be 15 years from now? You have an answer. That's no question. You know where he or she needs to be. But the question is, how do you take them there? And I thought, this is a great picture. You know, take a little snapshot. Yeah. Is that the little thing?
Snapshot.
Okay. It's a little shot that you take and you say, we're going to build this child one shot at a time. Okay? Now, one thing that we, this is not something that we created. Recently, we discovered some material that it thought it was a very good way to introduce ourselves into, first of all, understand the way your child has been wired. And this is a little book. There are some others there, but I think the one that originated this was Gary Smalley. And what he does is he takes what is well known as, you know, personalities, and he makes it into a very powerful way to just get to know your child. Because what we found is that a lot of us want to parent our child the way we're wired. And, you know, you're familiar with the temperaments. You're sanguine. And then you're a sanguine parent, wants to parent a melancholic child in a sanguine way. And what do? You get absolute resistance for the next 20 years. Because you're trying to raise a sanguine child when he's not wired to be that personality. And so the first thing that we find very helpful is, I need to really know how my child was created by God. And so this morning what we'd like to do is we'd like to just take a little moment to just use some animals to kind of remember how our children are wired, okay? So we're going to use, and I like this because the Bible, kind of God uses animals to get to know him. Can you give me some examples of how God uses animals to kind of know a little bit of God's character?
To describe
himself. He used animals in the Bible to describe himself. Can you think about an animal in the Bible that he used? The eagle. Absolutely right. He used the eagle to represent this majestic teacher. You know, that he says, I put you on my shoulders and I taught you how to fly. You know, so yeah. What other animal in the Bible did God use to represent himself? The hen. Yeah, he says, I brought you, call you like a hen calls the chick under. Right. What other animal did he use?
Lion.
He used a lion to represent himself. Why is God using all these animals when he represents himself as an animal? We understand the animal, so we can say God has these sort of characteristics of the animal. So we're going to kind of use that this morning to get to the root of understanding that child. And as we do this, I want you to start pick a child in your mind, because we're going to have you already. We're not, you know, some of you have 3, 4, 5 children, but if you're with your spouse here, maybe you say, okay, you pick Johnny and I pick Ruby, you know? And so if you're by yourself, just pick one, so that way you can do the exercise with one child, and then when you leave here, you can do the rest of the children, okay? You can make copies of that. So why don't we talk about the first...
Well, before we get in, I just want to put this in here. Nobody teaches us how to be a good spouse or a good parent. And these are like the two most important things in life, right?
Whatever we pick from our parents probably is all we get.
And yeah. But yeah, nobody teaches us how to be a good parent, right? We just pick up from our parents, from our grandparents. But really, we don't have anything formal that is being taught to us. Now, when you... graduate from high school, you know, most people would go to college because they want to understand the subject that they want to, in the future, be proficient at, right? So they spend all this time going to school to understand their profession so that they can perform better, all right? So that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to understand our children so that we can be better parents and understand them and see how we can parent them better.
And talking about time, when you understand your child, you need less time to educate them. Not saying that you need less time, but whatever you do is be more effective instead of you just trying to just guess. Let me see if this works. No, that doesn't work. Let me see this. No, that doesn't work. Let me see if this works. No, that... And then you spend the next 15 years trying to figure out what is going to work for this child. And by the time they rebel or they leave the house or they leave the church, then you say, oh, I should have come to a parenting class. Right? So the idea is, as we get it early enough, we're able to really materialize and be able to utilize our time with our kids in an effective way. All right. So we're going to look into first animal here today.
All right.
You want to go bottom?
Sure. Let's look at our first little animal so that we can remember. Now, the reason why we're using animals is because it sticks better in our heads.
It does.
For some reason.
It really does.
You know?
Okay.
For me, it's really hard to remember sanguine and melancholy, and I get them all mixed up. But when you have a picture of the animal in your head, it's like so much easier to remember and understand. All right. So, let's go. First one.
First animal. What do you think is this animal here? A beaver.
All right.
All right.
What do you think, what comes to your mind when you look at a beaver?
Huh?
Busy as a beaver.
Busy as a beaver. Okay.
Okay.
Very active. All right. What else?
All right.
Industrious.
Industrious.
Very good. What else? Huh? Determined.
Determined.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Good. All right.
We just had devotional here this morning.
So oh, awesome.
Home
Ah, very good.
Yes.
They're meticulous, detailed. Absolutely.
They are God's little architects. They build these homes in the middle of the pond, and it doesn't come down.
Yes, absolutely.
It lasts there for a long time.
So do me a favor. Go to page 5 on your handout. Go to page 5. We're gonna start filling this out here for the child that you pick. You already decided who you're going to do, right? You get a kid in your mind. Pick one. If you're together here, husband and wife, let the husband pick one, and then you pick the other if you have two children or so. And while we do this, you're going to see the first box there. It's for Beaver. And here is a description of that. God's little architects. They do things right by the book, detail and organize, start and complete projects, analyze and take things apart. How many of you have a Beaver at home? Maybe you're already saying, that's mine. So go to the first box and then just check the ones that apply to that child that you decided to do. Put the name of the child right on top. It says child's name. Put the name of the child right on top of the page so that way you know who you're studying or who you're evaluating. And then check to see how many of the Beaver characteristics apply to him. Is he cautious, conscientious, reserved, predictable, practical, orderly, factual, discerning, detailed, analytical, inquisitive, precise, persistent, scheduled? I see some of you going like, do, 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 do. I think I have a Beaver in my house. Good. You got it?
Everybody done?
All right, now what you do?
Just with the Beaver box, okay? So his main question for the Beaver is, how was it done in the past? How has it worked before, right? So go ahead and count how many checks you have on the Beaver box.
How many checks in the Beaver box?
And then you're going to double that number, and you're going to put it down where that little line is in that box.
At the bottom of the same box, double the number. So if you got 4 checks, then you put an 8. If you got 6 checks, you put a 12. If you have a question, raise your hand. Got it? Everybody okay? All right, let's move to the challenges now. What are some of the Beaver challenges? Want to talk about them?
All right. The Beaver will have a few challenges due mainly to the Beaver's strengths. Okay? A Beaver will be nitpicking, unsociable and suspicious, worries too much, judgmental, critical, perfectionist, and it's easily hurt by criticism. Now, we have a Beaver in our house. Well,
yes, we do.
Well, there's actually 2 of us, but
hard, let me tell you.
There's actually 2 of us, but our son is very strong Beaver, and he feels all of these characteristics, all of the strengths in your... that's in your packet. He's cautious, conscientious, he's reserved, he's very predictable, he's practical, he's very orderly. In fact, you know, you would think that a girl's bedroom will be very nice and orderly and, you know, everything put away and very nicely put and all that. Well, in our home, it's switched, okay? Our boy's bedroom is very orderly. I mean, he knows where he has every little thing. And you know those little Lego men? He loves Legos. He's always loved Legos. And he collected the little men. So he had all his Lego men collectibles there. And if one of them was missing, he would know.
That's he would know.
How meticulous and... where is my Lego man? Blah, 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 whatever name.
And I say, how do you know? And he says, I had it right here. And there's a little tiny spot that it was. How in the world do you know it's missing? It's a Beaver.
Yeah. So But just because of that, he's very nitpicking, right? Because he's very meticulous. He worries a lot. You know, if you have bad news to give him, you have to really prepare him.
Does he have a hard time socializing at first? You know, if he comes to a place, he really is like, and now, you know, before I knew this, you'll find out in just a little bit who I am, okay? I would really get kind of upset with him because, come on, you know, just represent. Go play. Go. He was like, oh, I don't wanna. And I was like, what's wrong with this child? You know, and I would make him feel really bad about himself because I just didn't know that's part of who he is. He's wired this way.
And beavers need to warm up to new situations. You know, you can't put a new situation in front of them, boom, and expect them to perform right there.
Go for it, right on the spot, yeah.
They have to warm up to all new situations because they are very predictable. They're used to things being predictable and scheduled. That's another thing. They go by schedule. Our son, you know, you pick him up from school, we rush home, he does his workout. When he gets home, then he has dinner, then he does homework, okay? Now, if you take him out of that schedule, he gets really stressed out.
Yeah, he does.
In fact, my husband wanting to spend more time with him, because I've been telling him, you need to spend more time with Jerry. And him trying to do that, he said, okay, I'll pick him up from school on Thursdays, because every day I pick him up. So he said, I'll pick him up from school on Thursday, and then we'll go out to eat or do something fun and then go home. So he started doing that. A few weeks later, my son, we were driving home. That's our talk time. I take advantage of doing real talk when we drive home. And so we started talking, and I said, so how's it going? Going out with Dad on Thursday, that's fun. And he's like, oh, Mommy, you know what? I'm really stressed out. Because it puts me behind. You know, I have all these things I have to do, and then it puts me behind on my stuff, and I'm really stressed out. I don't like it, and I wish he wouldn't, you know, just drive me home so I can do my homework and my guitar and everything I have to do. So I told him, well, why don't you talk to Daddy? You know, just let him know how you feel. Oh, no, Daddy will get upset. So you just need to speak out.
But you know, it would have been upsetting for me if I didn't know this. But now that I know that, because he's a beaver, changing his schedule, his routine, it is the most detrimental for his life. And for me, I could switch my schedule anytime. You tell me I have to preach at 8, and then you call me that morning and says, no, we have to change at 7. I said, sure, I'll be there at 6:30, no problem. Him, he says, I'm not preaching. It's supposed to be at 8 o'clock. This is too stressful for me. You know, so, and anyways, but we need to move on because we ran out of time. We got to go to the other one. All right, next one.
All right, let's look at the lion now. So let's, that child that you picked, move on to the lion box and check mark all the ones that describe that child.
A lion takes charge. He's assertive. He's a go for it. They are the boss, so they think they are the boss. So go for it and see how many characteristics of a lion on that child that you picked. And now you're thinking about all your children right now. You say, oh, that's him. Oh, that. No, but right now you're focusing only on one child, and you can make copies of that and then do the rest of the children later. Then count how many, and then double the number and put the little line right in the box. And their favorite word is?
What is their favorite word? Let's do it now.
Let's do it now. All right? That's your lion child.
There's no reason to wait.
Let's do it right now, you know? That's your child. Lion child right there, all right? What are some of the challenges for the lion child is?
Lions are impatient, self-sufficient, attacks first. They're very stubborn. They're reckless, blunt, and tactless.
You got some of yours.
Now, at our home, we have two lions. Okay, one is right here by me. I won't say who he is, but...
You mean I'm impatient?
Mm-hmm. No. And then the other lion is our son as well. You usually have two very strong personalities in one person. So he is a combination beaver lion. It's a very hard combination to guide when they're children.
Very hard. Beaver lion.
Or when you're married.
And you have to say that. You're helping me a lot this morning.
All right, so when Jerry was little, I remember one time his best friend came over. And before his best friend came over, he made this list of things that they were going to do. And he didn't know how to spell out words. That's how small he was. He knew his letters, but he didn't know how to make words. So we sat in the kitchen. He's like, Mommy, help me. I'm going to make a list of things I'm going to do with Hector. Okay, so we sat on the table, and he said, okay, I'm going to play Legos. How do you write Legos? And so L, E, and he made the list, okay? As soon as Hector knocked on the door, he said, oh, hi, Hector, come on. We have all these things we need to go. Let's go.
A lion takes charge.
Takes charge, and let's do it now.
He will run the show. And because we were two lions in the house, I have my spot in the table. Would I like to see it? Right? How many of you? Come on, don't leave me alone. How many of you fathers have your spot? There we go. It's the lion right there, you know. Take his spot, you know. And so here I come. And there, he's sitting in that spot. My lion, right? And it says, I think I lost my sound here. So can you move, please? No, I'm going to sit here. So no, that's my spot. It says, no, and then here you got two
They
lions.
Would fight for the spot,
and
okay?
The lion's fighting for the spot. I said, no, that's daddy's spot. He says, no, but I want to sit here, you know. So, and the stubbornness continues right
It
there.
Still goes on.
Yeah, still goes on. All right. So then we got next here.
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we're going to move to the next one, the udder. How many of you have been to the zoo and seen the otter? How are they? Playful? They're active?
Whatever happens.
Yeah.
Stress-free. Right. Yeah.
What else? What else have you seen?
Yeah, they do.
They're creative.
But they're having fun while they're doing it.
Yes, they're very creative.
Yeah.
And they're very social. One of the things I like to see when I see them is that they, you know, they lay backwards and they're swimming backwards, you know.
It's
and then
crash.
They're scratching every other, you know, the
Each other's
two
back.
Or three like that, and they're scratching their backs as they're swimming backwards. This is a very fun personality.
Yeah. Here they're all, look at them, they're all social right there. They're just together, you know, having fun. So here is the otters. They're love having fun. They're love life. They're love people. Tremendous networkers. Everybody is their best friend. You probably have a child at home and says, "Oh yeah, he's my best friend. He's my best friend." Okay.
So go ahead and make the check marks on the box for the otter.
See how many characteristics of otter that child has, the one that you are studying. And of course, they do have their own challenges. Their challenges are very emotional, very excitable. They get excited very quickly. They talk too much. Talks and talk. They're unrealistic. They're dreamers, disorganized with tasks and things. Very impulsive, very undisciplined.
Okay, so count the check marks that you have in the outer box and double the number. And their favorite phrase is, trust me, it'll work out. All right. So let's talk a little bit about their challenges so that we can understand them better. The otters are very... Okay, the otters are very spontaneous. They take life as it comes. They're very spirit-free. And I have two in my house. One is right here. Okay, as you can tell, he can talk. But I do have my daughter, and she is an otter. And like I said before, her room is a wreck. You would think.
No matter how you try, no matter how many punishments, no matter what you do, it's a challenge. It is a challenge.
And just the other day, I said, she just came back from college, so her room was neat and clean, and everything was put in order in its place. And she came, and it stinks.
Five seconds later.
And I said, Matt, okay, when are you going to organize your room? It was pretty nice. It's back to the old days. And she's like, no, mommy, I'm going to get it, you know, just whenever. And so a couple days later, I come, and the room is the same. Well, a few things had been put away. But she has clothes on her bed, and I said, what are these clothes here? Are they dirty? They need to get washed? Put them to wash. And she's like, no, mommy, they're there because they're clean. I'm like, well, why don't you put them away? Because I'm going to wear them tomorrow. Just leave them there. Ed's a fight with that room. But anyways... they're daydreamers. They are very disorganized, and like I said, they have a mess in their they have an order in their mess, I guess. I have my friend here, his office. Oh, I fight with that office. I can't go in that office. I'm like, where? How can you find anything in here? He's like, don't mess with my mess. I have an order, and I know where everything is. All right.
Now, on the other hand, you know, you already checked. They take risks, they're visionaries, motivators, energetic, verbal,
very
promoter, avoid details, fun-loving, likes variety, enjoys change, creative, mixed easily, people person, optimistic. I mean, the world couldn't live without these guys. Amen. Right, there we go. Okay, and the last one here in the list is your golden retrievers.
Has anybody owned a golden retriever?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's their personality?
Personality. Let's talk about a golden retriever. Very loyal. Absolutely loyal. Matt, they're considered the best dogs to have for children. When you're especially having small children. Yeah. What else if you own one?
Very loving.
Right. Okay. Happy. Okay. All right, here they are, golden retriever. They have some of their good characteristics: compassionate, team player, loyal, easygoing, adaptable, peacemaker, deep friendships.
Okay. So go ahead and check on the golden
find if your child has some of those characteristics: easygoing, helpful, avoid conflict, enjoys routine, dislikes change, deep relationships, adaptable, sympathetic, thoughtful, nurturing, patient, tolerant, good listener.
And then do the same. Count the checks, double the number, and put it down.
So they do have some challenges. They lack enthusiasm. They resist change. Indecisive, people pleaser, easily manipulated. They repress high feelings. Now, in my house, I have a top golden retriever. And yeah, you're right here. She's my golden retriever. And she married a lion. Can you imagine? This lion is about to eat her alive. We definitely struggle with some of those things, especially when we have the challenges part, you know, where I take charge, and my combination of I'm an otter and lion, and you know, I take charge, and at the same time I can be very spontaneous. And now you have a golden retriever beaver, who she resists change. So here you have a lion and an otter who just all of a sudden, you know, come out with this brilliant idea that was not in the schedule and is not in the budget. And I come very pumped. And I'm thinking already, I planned this out in my mind, you know, because I'm a lion. I know what I know how much fun we're going to have by doing this. And so I come home and I get everybody excited, but her and my son. My daughter is like, we're going to go and do this. And you go like, yeah, you know. And then they go like,
excuse me.
We were having a camp meeting. And here's my son and my daughter sitting in the table. And there was the first time that the pastors and the teachers were getting together. And here I'm reporting to them, and I said, this year, summer, we're going to have the pastors and the teachers together at the pastor's retreat. And my daughter goes like, yay! She says, more people to meet! And my son goes like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. You know? And so you got all these kinds of things going on at home, and if you don't understand them, it'll drive you nuts. It will really drive, because then you have all these personalities. Here you have, we got four different combinations at home. You have a lion and an otter. You have an otter and a golden retriever. You have a beaver and a lion. And then you have a golden retriever and a beaver, right? See, I'm just losing it.
Confused.
Thinking about it, you know? So, but when you get to know all these things, you begin to look at the person in a whole different perspective. And you look at that child and you know, I know why he's reacting the way he's reacting. I know what she's doing the way she's doing. And we do the same thing when we have another marriage seminar, and we do the same exercise, but it's on marriage. And it's an amazing, it's an eye-opener for marriages when we get to really understand how it is. So you must have something like this already. Does that make sense, everybody? Okay, you got your child, you put your child name in there. You tally it out, and then you get. So let me start here. How many of you have a beaver? Beaver children at home? Let me see. Beaver. Whoa! Look at that. You get a lot of beavers at home. All right, good deal. All right. So how many of you have a lion at home? Let me see that. Lions. There we go. You got lions at home over there. Okay. There you go. Okay. So then we have otters. How many otters do we have at home? Look at that. We got pretty well spread out here. And how many of you have golden retrievers at home? There we go. So I see families that have almost everything at home.
Good representations, yeah.
Yes, a good representation. Now, when you have time, you can do your little, just like a little fun here. You can
just
do your little.
Plug the numbers in the graph.
We'll do it later because we don't have much time. We only have about 20 more minutes to close, and we're going to do something with you parents now. All right? So you can do the little graph so you know that way when you look at the graph, you say, oh, here it is. You know, and this is, this is hers, and we're going to talk about that later on, all right? Okay, you got the idea how to do this with your kids. So you can make copies of the second page that is empty, and you can just reprint it and use it, and you can share that with other people and get them going. That's an exciting thing. Now, I want you to go to page 7. We're going to talk about page 7 for just a moment here. Page 7, and this is probably the most important page in the entire document. What is my paper? Oh, can you go to page 7 here for me? Okay. Now that you know what your child is, for those of you who have beavers, then that's your little cheat sheet right there. You say, oh, I do have a beaver at home. These are their strengths. So you really know what they're wired to perfectly excel. But then you also know the what? the struggles. And then you can put a little check mark and the ones that are really a strong manifestation of who they are, whether their strength or their challenges. And, but the last part is the one I like the most. Is the part of things to use to teach them. How do I teach a beaver?
What can I do that is relevant?
Relevant.
For a beaver. Personality.
And you know what that means? You cannot get the same results teaching a beaver and apply the same technique when you are teaching an otter. And that's when we get absolute the results that we don't want to have, because we want to use the same technique with all the children across the board. They all have to sit there and listen to me. Well, perhaps your golden retriever are the only ones who's going to listen to you. But the otter will not. And the beaver, he doesn't want to listen. He wants to talk. He wants to charge. The lion wants to take charge. And so that's why you're really going to use this little sheet here and to realize, if I'm going to be very effective, I don't have a lot of time to be a parent, but I'm going to be effective with the 15, 20 minutes a day I have with this child, I'm going to make sure that I'm speaking his language because I know what and how God wired this child. And I'm going to, and I have to, you know, and the older they get, you can get by if you have them all by maybe 2 or 3 years old. You may get by doing the same thing with all of them when they're that little. But as they continue to grow older, you may have to start switching, and you may have to do things in a different times to get the results that you want to do with each child. Does that make sense? Okay? So I hope that is really helpful. Now, with a few minutes we have left, and you notice that we're really pushing it, you know, to try to cover this. We want to talk about you now. You as a parent. Okay?
You as a parent.
You as a parent.
You have your own personality, and you want to implement your personality on all your kids.
What happens when you? Well, let's just watch this little video clip here, and if you haven't seen the movie, I think you should watch it. It's from what's the name of that movie?
Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Yours, Mine, and Ours. Okay, haven't seen it. It's a really fun movie to watch. There's a moment here. Of parenting. And I probably you're going to identify with that. Let's watch this.
This is going to be good.
You like it?
Stop!
Isn't it pretty?
That was very naughty.
Oh, what's
all right, let me just go back to this because you don't understand what's happening here. The father is an absolute beaver lion. It's a beaver lion. He runs the house like an army. In fact, he's an admiral for the army, for the
Navy.
Is it the Navy? Right. So he runs the house like an army. All the children like have whistles, and all the children stand up with a whistle and all that. Right. That's his kids. He had like eight kids. Whatever. You know. So he has these what you just saw there. He has how the house should be run. He has a chain of command. She has
schedule.
The schedule, everything. And so all the children have to report every morning, stand them on the schedule, and they tell them what to do, you know. So now these two other kids who are not his but are the new wives, because now she married another girl that had eight kids, and I totally think about 16 kids. And I think they came out from a true story. It was a true story. They made it into a movie. So I ended up with 16 kids. And now these two kids right here, they come and they just decided to really have fun on the blackboard of the father's
schedule.
And that's where you find the moment there. So I wanted to kind of share that with you so you know where that comes from. Let's watch that again for just a moment.
This is going to be good.
You like it?
Stop!
Isn't it pretty?
That was very naughty.
Oh, what's happening?
There's Mom.
Oh, boys. I don't think that was a good idea, do you?
No.
But that was very important to your father, so you need to say you're sorry.
Sorry.
Okay, now, go on and play.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! That's it? Go play?
Well, they're 4 years old, Frank. What else is there to hammer?
There are other.
A spanking?
No, honey, of course not. We don't spank our children.
The animal does.
Occasionally, a little pat on the butt sends a clear message.
Well, you're not spanking my children.
I thought they were our children.
You're not spanking our children.
Okay, fine. Let's just let them all run naked and wild.
All right, you're going to watch The Race at home tonight, all right? You're going to watch that movie at home. Mine, yours, and ours. Mine, yours, and ours. A very...
Or is it backwards?
Or is it yours, mine, and ours? Yeah, yours, mine, and ours. It's a very fun movie to watch. There's a lot of parenting stuff going on there. Blended family. If you're a blended family, they're a blended family. But how many of you identify with that movie? Just that little moment there. How many parents here identify with that right there? There you go. Yeah, half of the room here is like, yeah, you know, here's the mom. What do you think the mom is? Just by knowing what you already. What do you think she's? She's. I already told you what he is. She's an absolute order. She's an order golden retriever. She's like, relax, you know? And then she's like, oh, no, it shouldn't be that bad, you know? And the reality is, all of you here, you have married somebody who is absolutely, completely opposite to you. There she is, a golden retriever beaver. There he is, a lion otter. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine the Vietnam War here and Cold War and Korean War and all together, you know, all the wars combined, trying to really get, you know, parenting. We had a lot of issues parenting because she has her style. And she has to be like mine because mine is the perfect style. And I, for the last 22 years, I tried to really teach her that she's a wrong parent. She doesn't know how to parent because she doesn't do it the way I do it. And you still don't get it, huh? Do you realize how difficult this is? I mean, you're probably going through that at home. You're trying to be a parent, the best parent you can be, and your spouse does not like it because you're not doing it right. And you got fights among you. And guess what? Guess who's watching? Oh, and they realize, they catch on very early that mom and dad are not in agreement. And they know who to run to when they want something. Yeah? But once you learn to know who you are, once you learn to know who they are, you can be an army that cannot be divided. And I think we almost get in there, are we? We almost get in there when they already leave in the house. <It's> so sad. I thought I already left and we just figured out this last night. That's just depressing. But anyway. All right, so go to page one. Page one, I want you to do yourself real quick. You already know. So go ahead and do yourself. What are you? I want to know who you are. Are you a lion? Are you a beaver? Are you a golden retriever? Are you an otter? So one, go to page one, and then you should have something like this in just a moment. We're all on page one. You're checking the boxes and see which one applies to you. See who you are. You're a beaver, you're a lion, you're an otter, you're a golden retriever. Everybody done? Okay, one more minute here. Remember, you have to double up. You count your check marks, and then you double up. If you got 2, you put 4 at the line. If you got 8, you got 16. And then you can do your little graft if you really want to make it fun. So you got to make it fun. The orders like it that way. It has to be fun.
We done?
Okay.
We're going to do something really fun now for the otters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to share this little verse here again that reminds us how God, and somebody early when I asked about God comparing himself to an animal, the characteristics of an animal, I like this one. He was like a what? Like an eagle hovering over his nets, overshadowing his young, then spreading his wings, lifting them into the air, teaching them to fly. God alone led him. And we didn't have time here, but in our weekends, parenting weekend seminar, we look at the eagle and the characteristic of parenting that you can learn from the eagle. And it's an amazing lessons that we can learn that really help us in this journey of parenting. But anyways, some of you look like this. Let me see. Ha ha! There you are. This is how you look. If you are a beaver, who do you think you are? Look at the picture here. How many beavers are here? Let me see your hands. Beavers. I want to see my beavers. Raise your hand. You look like the one on the left right here, right on the top left. That's the way you look, beavers.
Top left?
Top left. Beaver. If you are a lion, how many lions do we have here? Let me see the lions. Lions. You look like the top right. Yeah, that's you right there. There we go. Lions. If you're an otter, let me see my otters here. Where are my otters? Otters? We got 3, 4 otters, 4 otters. Okay, you look like the left here, the bottom left. All right? And my golden retrievers, where are my golden retrievers here? All right, golden retrievers. Then we got them here on the right, down here. You know, that's the way you look. So here's what we're going to do right now. All right, I need all my beavers right here. Everybody stand up because we're gonna scramble this up real quick. All my beavers sitting on the left side, all my lions sitting on the front right here, all my otters in the back left, and all my golden retrievers in the back right, okay? So let's switch the room for just a moment here. Well, we got 10 more minutes to do this. We should make it.
Oh, beavers right here.
Right, beavers right here on the left front. You're right. Beavers right here. We got all the
lions.
Lions over here. Lions on this right. Otters on the left back. And your golden retrievers. Golden retrievers right there. All right. Let's make sure we got this. Wow! Look at this. This is exciting. Huh. I'm a beaver lion. Okay.
I'm a lion beaver.
You're my lion beaver. So, well, you stay with the lions now. Yeah. All right. Okay. Good deal. Everybody in place?
Depressed. No. No reason to be depressed.
All right. So.
Exciting.
Good. Here's what we're going to do. Do you feel at home now? Do you realize that you're not the only one? Can you go and say, come on. You're not the only beaver in the world. So all these people really understand the way you parent. All right? So you're going to make a great, great team right here. Now, see, you tell you we're the only lions? No, look at this. You got someone. Come on, lions. Are you a lion? You're one of each. You're 4 of me. Oh, my, all 4 of you. It happens once in a while. So I'll let you decide which one do you like the most. Yeah, all right. Do you realize, otters, that you're not alone? Yeah, you got some otters in your community, and then you got your golden retrievers. Look at them, all right. Okay, So I want you to go to page three. And this is perhaps the most important part that you will do before you leave. And I know we're running out of time, but we're going to have you do this. I want you to read, if you are a beaver, you have a box for you. All right, beavers, focus on the first box. It's, a beaver's parenting style needs to, I want you to read that in the next 2 minutes. Get really good at it. Learn it by heart.
You do the lion's part.
And then what you do is you, as a group, you talk and you say, which are the three that really are more challenging for you as beaver parents?
You guys want to come a little bit closer
so you can. And just talk about it, and then you maybe come out with a little plan. How can we really become a beaver parent that accomplishes the task on our children? Okay?
Yes.
So, lion box, you are, page four, did you find your order box? Page? I think it's page four. You read it, learn it, discuss it, and you discover three that are the more challenging for you as a group. You have to discuss and you say, this is what really gets us when we are older parents. And you come out with a solution there. What can you do to help you in this journey as an older parent? Golden Retrievers. You found your box? Page four. Read it, get good at it. And agree, which are the three that are more challenging to you as Golden Retriever parents? And then you'll discuss it and come out with a solution as a group. And we're going to have a report here. You choose a spokesperson that will come here and kind of report a little bit here. All right? Huh? You need a lion. Okay. The Golden Retrievers need a lion over there. To get them organized, because they're not going to finish today, by the way. They're so laid back that they just, it's going to be 1 o'clock and they haven't even finished the first one yet. At least they realize it, right? All right, go for it. We only have.
Read the lion.
As an individual, what are the three that are hardest for me? Mm-hmm. Or all of us?
Read it. You can pick your own. Yeah, read it. I know. Read it, pick the ones that are more for you individually, and then discuss it as a group and see how many you have in common and how can you...
Sue's my introvert, too.
Yes, so there you go. And then have a spokesperson to come and give a report. Otter makes your personality more fun than mine. Yeah.
Well, you're in turmoil because you're beaver otter, right?
I'm a beaver golden.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So golden's like whatever, but then you got the details and order.
Yeah, and I gotta be scheduled. I'm like my little boy. We go by schedules. And when we married, oh my gosh, that was the hardest thing because... You know, we had this, okay, we have these plans, and then he's like, oh, they invited us to a birthday party, a tour. I'm like, what? Oh, no, yeah. That's not in the plan. I'm sorry, but this is weird.
Right, pastoral ministry, because everything is so fluid all the time. Anne Marie's like, sometimes she says, I just wish you had an 8-to-5 job, where I knew when you would be home, when you were leaving, and all.
Yeah, it's very hard, very hard.
Give you about one more minute to wrap it up. You should be choosing at least three that are more challenging to you, and how can you really make it work? Three that are challenging for you as a team. You agree with those three that are the most challenging, and what can you do to make it really work? One more minute. Okay, let's come back together. We'd like to hear some wisdom.
They need 2 more minutes.
You need 2 more minutes. Okay. 1.5. 1.5 minute more. I'm really impressed with the lions. They are green, actually. Okay, you have your spokesperson already. Someone who is going to come and share with us some of the wisdom.
Start with the otters, que son más poquitos.
And it's important for us to hear some of the wisdom here, because we all have a little bit of each characteristics. You may have a little bit of a beaver. You may have a little bit of a lion if you're an otter, if you're a golden retriever. So and some of you were asking, well, no, I'm a little confused. I'm really close to be a lion and a beaver. And it's almost like the brother here says, I'm four of them, all of them. The way that you untie your top two is that you look at the challenges. In page 7, you can actually do that. Look at in page 7, and then you look at the challenges, and then you check the challenges of the two and see which one of those have the most challenges with. And the higher the challenges, then that will determine which probably will be your top personality to deal with. Does that make sense? So you look at the challenges and you say, oh, that's me. Absolutely. Some of the struggles are, I'm impatient, I'm a stubborn, I'm reckless, I'm blunt. So definitely I am a lion. So that's going to help you. And the same thing when you do it with your children. If you do it with your children and all of a sudden they're almost like the same two, then you can untie them by looking at the challenges. All right? Let's start with the Golden Retrievers that were finished. Let's give them a hand to the Golden Retrievers. They actually completed the task. Absolutely wonderful. So who is your spokesperson there? Come over here and is it?
They need a spokesperson.
All right, tell us what are the challenges for you as a Golden Retriever parent, and what are some of the solutions that you came out with? We're going to really... You didn't come out with solutions. They needed more time to come out with the solutions. We understand you're a golden retriever.
There you go. Just at least share with us what are the 3 more challenging that you have. The three challenges were...
Listen, everybody.
Definitely number two, be more decisive and stick to the rules you develop.
Okay.
And then we were even between four and five.
All right.
Which was keep yourself from becoming a rescuer who constantly bails your kids out of trouble.
Yes.
And five was learn that change is inevitable. Preserve and treasure the past with traditions, collectibles, memories, but not fear healthy change.
Absolutely. Let's give my hand to these golden retrievers.
I feel you.
There's my golden retriever. Say, I should have been there. That's my people. I love you. My wife is like, I love you. Thank you for understanding my heart. All right. Any other wisdom there from the golden retriever? Something that you want to share? Because we all have a little bit of a golden retriever too. Anything? No? All right. Okay, orders. Who's the spokesperson for the orders? Come over here. Share with us. What are the three challenging things for you? But this is how you're going to make it work. And maybe some wisdom. How can you make this work here?
Okay, so I'm with you golden retrievers on not getting this together, just so y'all know. So we had a hard time concentrating on deciding what our challenges were.
You see what she used? An order says, I have a hard time concentrating.
Yeah.
Because orders have a hard time concentrating.
Yeah.
We also had a hard time slowing down and listening to each other to figure out these things.
Yeah.
So I put that one.
All right.
And communicating. Uh-huh. We communicated, but I think that we were like out here somewhere. So that would be the third one. It's like focusing on communicating so we can prioritize.
Okay, so some wisdom there, others. How can we make this work? This is the challenging when you are parenting. And we challenge with this. So what are some of the wisdom? How do you slow down? What are any wisdom? And then you get concentrate and listening more. Yes. It's so hard. I'm with you. I love you.
I actually have advice for that one. I tend to draw creativity while I'm listening, and that helps me to not go out in left field.
There we go.
Yep.
And especially when your children are talking to you or saying something to you, right? It's very important, you know, that you let them know, son, I'm listening.
Right.
I'm listening. All right. Good deal. Let's give my hand to the orders here. Very good. Some things are going to help them to be great parents. All right. Lions, who is our spokesperson here? All right, come over here. Just share with us some of the wisdom here and three things that are challenging for you as a parent, but then you'll definitely make it work.
Okay, so our three challenges are, first off, accept not being in charge all the time, because that's really hard to do. Allow others to ask questions without becoming defensive. And openly admitting when we are wrong and have made mistakes, and to demonstrate humility by asking forgiveness.
Are you married to a lion, sir?
No
comment. All right. Very good. Thank you. Let's give my hand to a lion here. And finally, our beavers. There it is.
We only agreed to come up if one would come up with the other.
Oh, dear. So what are we supposed to be saying again? Tell me again.
Just share out of the three,
challenging?
Group three, the more challenging to you as a leader.
We talked a lot about struggles with perfectionism and expecting that from our kids and how to, our criticism sometimes can, or we don't feel like we're being critical, but because they're not like us, it feels that way to them, and so we need to be careful with that.
Absolutely.
Also, I was looking at those tasks, chores, and projects were very accomplishment-oriented, and for me, and I think maybe some of us are also like this, we feel like we're connecting really well with other people when we're accomplishing things with our kids or doing things with our kids, and, oh, look, we did this project together, and also that sometimes we need to realize that because our kids aren't like us, they may not feel like they're connecting with us in the same way during those times, and we need to give those time-wasting time to them, even though it feels very uncomfortable for us. So,
wow, yeah. That's good.
Okay. Was there something else we need to? What was the other part we were supposed to talk
about? We did talk about overanalyzing and overexplaining. That we tend to, when our child does something wrong, we tend to think, oh, they did that wrong because they just don't understand, and I need to explain it to them again. And they didn't understand it when I explained it that way, so now I'm going to try to explain it this way. And, oh, there's an even better example that I can use.
And then that's when you get the wall of resistance in that child who says, I got it, Mom. I got it.
I just don't want to do it.
Let's give a hand to these great beavers here. All right, excellent. Good deal. Now, this is for you to take home. We don't have more time. We're running out of time. So for you to take home, you're going to do page 8, 9, 11, 12. Here's what you're going to do when you get to that page. What you're going to do is, if you have a beaver child, let's just use the example on page 8 so you know what to do. This is going to be to the nitty-gritty specifics for you. If you have a beaver child, then you find yourself. There are four sections there, meaning if you are a beaver parent, there's the specific things that you want to really focus on to really parent that child who is a beaver child. And then the next page is for the other different children, and you always look in that page, your parenting style or your parenting personality, and then you pick the ones that will really help you to be a parent. Amen? All right. Well, I hope it was fun. I hope it was helpful for you. We would like to let you go with this promise. Here's a promise for you.
And I would say something that I use to guide my children, or I have used, is to focus on their challenges. And I try to, what would you say?
Navigate them.
What did you say? Guide them through their challenges. And I'll just give you an example. My little boy is a very, very strong beaver, and he's very scheduled. You can't mess up with his schedule, but I have the same struggle. So what I have tried to convey to him is, honey, life will bring surprises, and I know we don't like change. We like our schedules, but we need to be flexible enough to allow for those challenges that happen once in a while. But because you know that, you can guide them. Now, if you didn't know that, you would just answer, well, this is what we're doing. I don't care what I say. This is what we're doing because mommy says so, right?
Yeah.
But once you know their challenges, you can guide them and give them a bigger picture. Life will bring challenges. You need to be flexible enough to give room for those extra things that will come your way. So.
Amen. Here's the promise of the Lord. Let's take this promise. Can we read this together? But thus says the Lord, I myself will oppose those who oppose you, and I myself will save your children. Amen? You do your part. God will do his. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the great privilege that you have given us by entrusting us, future citizens of your kingdom. And we take that not lightly this morning. We realize that parenting is one of the most difficult challenges given to humanity. Yet, it is the most rewarding. When we understand the importance of it, and we are equipped so we can go there and fulfill the role that you've given us. Thank you for this committed, faithful, willing parents here in this room that have taken this wholeheartedly to raise children and grandchildren for your kingdom. And I pray, Lord, that you invest them with a double portion of your spirit,
And 10, 15, 20 years from now, Lord, we will look back and say, this far the Lord has helped me. And when you come in the clouds of heaven, we will present all these children to you and say, Lord, here are the children that you gave me. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.